We're with Gina, we're with John, we're with Omar, and the best part of the show's up next.
Wits End!
And now it's the Wits End God Forbid quiz, where this week the first prize is a four-bedroom freestanding Sydney house. Well, not really, but test your... And it's an Easter long weekend edition, so we'll have an Easter-themed quiz. John, test your buzzer. Test your buzzer, please, Gina.
Oh, I hate rabbits.
And Omar, yours? Now, as we speak, Jews around the world are commemorating Passover, a week-long religious festival commemorating God's liberation of the Jews from Egypt. There's a big feast during Passover called a Seder. Which of the following is not on the menu? A, a dry lamb's bone with no lamb on it. B, a boiled egg. C, a chocolate egg. D, salt water. E, bitter horseradish root. So all those delicious items, one of them isn't on the Passover menu. A dried lamb's bone with no meat, a boiled egg, a chocolate egg, salt water, and a bitter horseradish root.
Do I press the button?
You can press the button.
I'd say the Easter egg, chocolate egg rather.
We have a winner. Question one, it is indeed the chocolate egg. So, funnily enough, that was the only tasty item there. Of all those unappetizing foods on the Jewish Seder menu, delicious chocolate was off. And that is why Christians are so much better than Jews at recruiting children to religion, according to John Stewart.
As a father of mixed faith children who are exposed to both Christian and Jewish holidays, I can't help but feel that we Jews are getting our asses kicked out here. We've already conceded defeat in the Christmas v. Hanukkah kerfuffle, seeing that the Christians are celebrating the birth of their Savior, and Hanukkah is acknowledging oil lasting longer than it would normally last. There's no contest there, Hanukkah, Christmas, no contest. But we can't afford to lose this one, too. The key is the children, people. That's what Christians have figured out. You get the children, you win. Let's check out both sides' holiday pitch. Okay, kids, Easter weekend is an observation of Christ's crucifixion and resurrection. So, ba-bam! A basket with candy! We got chocolate bunnies! We got candy eggs! We got chocolate bunnies who lay candy eggs filled with more chocolate! Jews, what do we got? Well, we're celebrating our freedom from slavery. So, we chose to focus on the slavery part of the dinner. Hey, five-year-olds, basket filled with candy and jelly beans or horseradish still in root form? Would you like the treats a magical bunny brought you or a bone from a dead baby lamb? Don't worry, we used its blood to mark the door.
John Stewart. Now, that brings us seamlessly to the next question. Why did Jews use lamb's blood to mark their doors? It was during the final plague of Egypt. The Torah, or Jewish Bible, or Christian Old Testament, tells us that God killed all firstborn sons, except for Jews who were passed over by God, hence the Passover festival. You mark the door with the blood of a sacrificial lamb to let God, or the angel of death, know that this house is to be excluded. So, the bonus question. What were the other nine plagues? That was the 10th. 1 to 9? It's rather unfair because we do have a Mormon and a Christian mixed with mixed with two non-religious people. But let's throw them at me. What are the other plagues?
Well, you know, the insects that make the crops.
Exactly. Locust number 8.
Yes. What else?
What else? Rezoning a place industrial? No.
Flood?
Floods. No floods. That was a different time. He was angry about something else.
Okay.
Well, I better speed it up. Frogs?
Frogs, of course.
Frogs number 2.
Oh, goodness.
Yeah. Boils?
Yes.
Wake up one day with boils on you. Thunderstorm of hail. That was number 7. Diseased livestock. Number 5.
Yeah.
Mixture of wild animals, which I never understood what that means.
Yes, me too. You I don't understand.
Mixed grill.
Mixed grill. And a darkness for 3 days, which, you know.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, yes.
Wouldn't be
yeah.
that unpleasant under some circumstances. The next Easter question is asked by the late great actor, comedian Robin Williams.
Here is for me the one big question. How do you get crucifixion, resurrection, and then chocolate bunnies, colored eggs? How do you do that one? Even kids are going,
rabbits don't lay eggs. What is this?
And you don't want a kid biting the head off a chocolate Jesus. That's not good. You don't want a little cream-filled cross going, no, you don't want that. And you don't want to be putting raspberry jam in the grass going, we're looking for Jesus, kids. Come on.
Robin Williams. So, John, Omar, Gina, where did the Easter Bunny come from?
Where's the Easter Bunny comes from? I don't know.
It's a Christianized pagan tradition. So Anglo-Saxons believe rabbits and hares were sacred companions to the old goddess of spring. And as any Australian farmer will tell you, rabbits breed like rabbits. Right. And so they're very, very fertile. Therefore, fertility, rabbit, Northern Hemisphere spring, Easter, chocolate bunny, children, type 2 diabetes, 2017. A seamless line between us to antiquity. Get it? Okay. Question number three. What has this wonderful piece of Ebola for the ears got to do with Easter? The 1974 song from the English rock band Mott the Hoople. It was number 8 on the British charts. What has it got to do with Easter?
Because it's referring to the resurrection, where when Jesus came to life again, he escaped the tomb by rolling away the stone.
Fabulous. We got a winner. And who would have dreamed the stone was rolled away by a pseudo, partially glam English rock band.
I'd say prog rock for that.
Prog rock. Well, because you're a muso yourself, Omar. Now, I need to tell you that we're just guessing that that's what the song was about. I don't know. The actual lyrics were, baby, if you say you still care, follow you most anywhere, roll away the stone, roll away the stone, and in the darkest night, I'll keep you safe and all right. Why be cold and so alone, won't you roll away the stone? So that could, as I say, have been an Easter message, or it could have been that stone was the only thing they could think of that rhymed with alone. Either way, it doesn't matter. And we've had a wonderful week this week on God's Forbid, haven't we?
Yeah, sure, yeah. James.
We have.
Been fun. Been good.
Thank you.
So I got to say thank you to Omar, thank you to John, thank you to Gina, and a big thank you to you for as well for listening to our RN show and podcast. So Omar Aberdeen, a caseworker with the Exodus Foundation, Gina Fa'asa Otaloa, an advocate for homeless people, for Homelessness New South Wales, and John Lloyd Green, a poet, a musician, a troubadour, and a free spirit.